Facebook blacklists Donald Trump indefinitely. By Lucas Nolan on January 7, 2021. Following the events on Capitol Hill, Mark Zuckerberg has blacklisted President Donald Trump from the Facebook and Instagram platforms indefinitely. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg stated in a recent post that following the events on Capitol Hill yesterday and President Trump's comments on social media about the situation, Facebook would be banning the president's access to the platform indefinitely. Breitbart News reported yesterday that President Trump had been blocked from Facebook for 24 hours. Now it appears that ban has been extended. Zuckerberg stated in a Facebook post, "The shocking events of the last 24 hours clearly demonstrate that President Donald Trump intends to use his remaining time in office to undermine the peaceful and lawful transition of power to his elected successor, Joe Biden. His decision to use his platform to condone rather than condemn the actions of his supporters at the Capitol building has rightly disturbed people in the U.S. and around the world. We removed these statements yesterday because we judged that their effect, and likely their intent, would be to provoke further violence." Following the certification of the election results by Congress, "The priority for the whole country must now be to ensure that the remaining 13 days and the days after inauguration pass peacefully and in accordance with established democratic norms. Over the last several years, we have allowed President Trump to use our platform consistent with our own rules, at times removing content or labeling his posts when they violate our policies. We did this because we believe that the public has the right to the broadest possible access to political speech, even controversial speech. But the current context is now fundamentally different, involving use of our platform to incite violent insurrection against a democratically elected government. We believe the risks of allowing the president to continue to use our service during this period are simply too great. Therefore, we are extending the block we have placed on his Facebook and Instagram accounts indefinitely and for at least the next 2 weeks until the peaceful transition of power is complete." Twitter is set to restore access to President Trump's account soon following a 12-hour suspension. The site issued its harshest punishment yet to President Trump following his comments about yesterday's protests, during which protesters breached the United States Capitol. A video posted by President Trump addressing protesters appeared to be the catalyst for many of the social media suspensions. A transcript of the president's message can be seen below. "I know your pain. I know your hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election and everyone knows it, especially the other side. But you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect our great people and law and order. We don't want anybody hurt. It's a very tough period of time. There's never been a time like this, where such a thing happened, where they could take it away from all of us, from me, from you, from our country. This was a fraudulent election. But we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace. So go home. We love you, you're very special, you've seen what happens. You see the way others are treated who are so bad and so evil. I know how you feel. But go home, and go home in peace." Breitbart News will update readers as more information is made available. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or contact via secure email at the address lucasnolan@protonmail.com.